The federal government has boosted the capacity of the Immigration Detention Centre on Christmas Island to cope with an increase in asylum seekers. 200 bunk beds have been placed in rooms that had been set aside for recreation. Portaloos are also now on standby if more people arrive. The corporate watchdog, the ACCC, is backing the government's proposal to split Telstra's retail and wholesale businesses. Its chairman, Graham Samuel, says the reforms are long overdue. Telstra says the split would impede the national broadband network and reduce competition. Barack Obama's healthcare plan has cleared a major hurdle. The US Senate Finance Committee has voted to approve legislation that would overhaul America's healthcare system. A suicide bomber in Iraq has killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in a town northeast of Baghdad. The bomber detonated an explosive vest at a tea shop near a market. Among the dead was the leader of the local pro-government Sunni militia. And Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai has admitted the country's August election was probably tainted by some fraud, but he says overall the poll was good and fair. And there'll be more news later.